Gun regulations are changing in Kansas. One freshly signed law prohibits cities from restricting concealed weapons in public buildings unless they impose strict security measures as well. KCUR's Monica Sandreski reports.
In Kansas, you can carry a concealed weapon anywhere, unless there's a no handgun sign posted at eye level at the entrance. One of those places is Prairie Village City Hall. The building houses both the police department and City Hall. It's got five entrances, and none of them have security. But a couple of weeks ago, Kansas Governor Sam Brownback signed into law a bill that allows anyone with a permit to carry a concealed weapon into public buildings, like this one. That's unless that building has proper security measures in place. Proper security measures meaning metal detectors, wands, or armed guards. Dennis Enslinger is the assistant city administrator for Prairie Village. He says that there's a lot of coming and going in the complex.
It's not just a standard 8-to-5. We do have night meetings with other committees. I mean, the city has over 30 volunteer committees.
Throughout the day, each City Hall entrance would need a staffed security system, or Prairie Village could consolidate the number of entrances while still allowing for disability access. Also, police departments are exempt from providing proper security measures under the new law. So Enslinger says it's not very clear if the rest of the City Hall complex counts as part of the police department or not. Needless to say, Prairie Village has a touchy situation. Currently, it's up to local governments, cities, townships, whether or not to allow concealed carry in their own buildings. If they don't want handguns in their buildings, like any business, they'd have to post a no handgun sign. Not for long, though. This new law takes that power away from cities and puts it in the hands of the state. GOP Representative Jim Howell from Southeast Wichita says this is to ensure that citizens are protected in these public buildings.
Since the taxpayer owns these buildings, the policy is either we provide security for you or we give you the right to defend yourself per the Constitution. And that's really the genesis of this bill.
Howell says that states should trust people with permits to carry concealed handguns. These gun owners have passed the concealed carry training and have had background checks.
We know who these people are. They're the good guys. Why would we take the good guys' right to defend themselves away?
Patricia Stone King trains people in concealed carry and firearm safety, holding classes at the Bullet Hole Shooting Range in Overland Park. She's also president of the KSRA. That's the Kansas State Rifle Association, the local chapter of the NRA.
The members of the KSRA believe in their right, and they believe that the Second Amendment protects their right to be able to defend themselves, and doesn't matter to them what the venue is.
Stone King was one of the main lobbyists for the bill because she believes gun owners should be able to defend themselves in a public building.
The same as they can defend themselves at the local shopping mall or the local steakhouse.
She says you can choose not to go into that steakhouse or private business posted with a no handgun sign.
But I don't always have a choice if I need to go down to the voter registration office or I need to go over to the city hall or whatever it is. I don't always have a choice about that.
Stone King says gun owners are in a tough spot. In a building without security, there's no control over who goes in, so there's no guarantee that someone's not carrying a gun. And at the same time, permit holders are not legally allowed to carry their firearm to defend themselves. In addition, Stone King says it's important to have self-protection in the event of a rampage shooting, like Newtown or the Aurora, Colorado theater shootings last year. Philip J. Cook says he gets that. He's a professor of economics and sociology at the Duke University Sanford School of Public Policy.
But that's very understandable to have some kind of protection in a circumstance like that. That would be more immediate than being able to call the police. The problem is that it comes at a real cost.
Cook has done quite a bit of research on the social cost of gun availability and violence.
The cost is going to be having guns in places that we're not used to having guns, and to have guns in schools, to have guns in public buildings is going to increase the risk of accidents and of shootings that would not have occurred otherwise just because the guns are there.
Cook mentions public schools because this law also gives state colleges and school districts the power to designate certain employees to carry a concealed handgun at work. He says that the research shows the risk increases
almost regardless of who has them.
But Cook says it's still unclear how concealed carry affects public safety in general. He says there have been a lot of studies, but the evidence is weak on both sides of the issue. The law goes into effect on July 1st. Then cities have until January to come up with a security plan. After that, local governments can apply for a 4-year exemption, with the state attorney general while they put those security measures in place. During that 4 years, then, concealed carry would still be banned in those public buildings. But security plans come at a price. To staff one entrance with two deputies and a standard metal detector, it can cost almost $150,000 a year. But State Representative Jim Howell doesn't think it has to cost much of anything. Just allow concealed carry.
Well, I would argue the price of a razor blade. I mean, not to be silly, but the right answer is that we should trust law-abiding citizens.
But using that razor blade to scrape a no-handgun sign off the door is not a choice all municipalities want to make. Back in Prairie Village, Enslinger says his office is still in the process of assessing the law. They'll compile the information and present it to the city council. Then the city council will decide if they want to allow concealed carry or front the cost to provide security. And the politics are still at play in Kansas and Missouri, where several more gun bills are still in the works. For KC Currents, I'm Monica Sandretsky.